A West Philadelphia man is raising money to give guns to children. But it's not what you think, as WHYY's Dana DeFilippo explains.
Gabriel Nyantache loves water guns. The West Philly man loved them so much as a child that he became an avid collector and even has a tattoo of a Super Soaker on his stomach. Now he's raising money to give water guns to children in Philadelphia and Chicago, two cities plagued by gun violence. He calls his campaign Water Arms Over Firearms. Besides bringing kids joy, he's trying to redefine guns at a time when shootings are all over the news. Water guns have a metaphorical power, he says, that he hopes can counter some of the damage real guns have done.
It's just the idea of like a gun that shoots the thing that is the essence of life, that can give life as something that, you know, is destructive. I just thought that it's like there's like a poetry there, and that's like a message of like hope that I wanted to share.
The Super Soaker, he says, holds special meaning for communities of color because it was invented by Lonnie Johnson, a former NASA engineer who's African American.
That's also inspiration for me that it was this black scientist who developed this, you know, a gun that changed the world and in a positive way. I'm just proud that a black man did this, and it's a positive thing because, you know, he was able to bring joy to a lot of people.
With the shooting in Parkland, Florida, still a fresh wound, some say now is not the time to give away fake guns.
You don't want to be encouraging necessarily belligerent play between young people. And things that actually shoot projectiles, I think, could do that.
That's the Reverend Robert Moore, who heads the New Jersey-based Coalition for Peace Action. He points to places like Ridgewood, New Jersey, where a school district has discouraged students from playing an annual Nerf gun battle they worry could be misconstrued or cause panic. Still, Moore remembers how much fun he had playing with water guns as a child.
I got in trouble when I brought a squirt gun to my high school, I think, on the last day of school. I did enjoy squirt guns when I was that age. So I can see that they're fun, especially in the warm weather.
Maybe, he says, the key is keeping Super Soakers away from schools. Nyantache understands the sensitivity to guns, even plastic water blasters that look nothing like the real thing.
Well, people don't get it initially.
But for those people, Nyantache has piles of pictures of smiling, soaking wet children who he's already armed with water guns. And if that's not enough proof, he'd like to invite you to a water gun fight that he promises will end with lots of laughs. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.